Good evening. Tonight's broadcast is a repeat. This is the first time a repeat has gone out for the first time. We shall therefore not be repeating this repeat, but will be later broadcasting the first broadcast of this repeat. There will consequently be no repeat of the first broadcast, which has not yet been broadcast, although we shall be broadcasting the first broadcast of this repeat in place of the usual repeat of the first broadcast, which repeat you'll be able to hear instead now. For those of you who missed this repeat, we shall not be repeating it, but we shall be broadcasting the first broadcast of this repeat in place of the usual repeat of the first broadcast, although we shall not be repeating a repeat of the first broadcast after the first broadcast has been first broadcast. However, you'll be able to hear that first broadcast of this repeat repeated tomorrow night for the first time. Well, the time now is almost asleep. You're listening to Radio 5. This is Radio 5.
I said that.
When?
Before the music.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. What shall I say?
Tell them about there not being a repeat at the first
moment. Robin's just done that.
Has he? Where is he?
He's lying down with an aspirin.
Oh, carry on then.
This is still Radio 5. Friday night is music night. Featuring the voices of the Ron Blight Singers, Dorita E. Pepe, Roland from the Isles, and the BBC Light audience under the baton of... What?
It's Saturday lunchtime.
Oh. Saturday lunchtime is music lunchtime. Bringing your way... A casserole of catchy numbers, a meatloaf of melody, a spotted dick of popular favourites, liver and bacon extra.
Is Dr. Finlay still upstairs with that girl, Janet?
Hi, Doctor. He's just giving her a...
Sports report. And the 5 o'clock headlines are... Arsenal go marching on. Leeds visit the chemists. Fulham to marry Sheffield United after a friendly.
Housewives, wherever you are. If you're in next door with a neighbour or upstairs with the milkman, just starting to...
Well, we seem to be having a little trouble starting this programme, so while we're waiting, here's a piece of music. It's on a gramophone record, and it goes round and round. Stephen Stills plays Change Partners.
Please then remember and don't get too
apologise to listeners in the Sutton Coldfield area for having to live there. This is Radio 5, broadcasting in the 1,500 metres, the 10,000 metres, the 5,000 metres steeplechase, the 4x100 metres women's relay, and the shot put. The time is just coming up to the door. And it's gone through into the canteen. Radio 5. Desert Island Discs. Each week, a well-known castaway is asked the well-known question, if he were cast away on a desert island, which 8 gramophone records would he choose to have with him? The castaway is introduced, as usual, by Roy Plumley.
Hello, everybody. Our castaway this week is the well-known writer and broadcaster, Martin Bormann. Hello, Martin.
Hello. Nice to be on the program, baby.
Martin, do you think you'd be a good castaway?
Well, I've been coping with that problem for the last 30 years, sweetie.
Record number one. Why have you chosen this?
It reminds me of the good old crazy days in Berlin when we were burning down Reichstags and that sort of capon.
What is it?
Record number eins is Cliff Richard singing Living Dolls.
Why Cliff Richard?
Cliff is a sweetie. Back in the old bunker, we never missed a program. Anybody who did miss a program would be taken out and he would be shot. Now, he's so warm, and he's sure so busy, and as far as we are concerned, Cliff Baby is, how you say, the Fuhrer of the Pops.
The Top.
Yeah, the Fuhrer of the Tops.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. We'll take a look at her hair.
Well, just started on Radio 4 now. Somebody telling you what's on Radio 5. And on Radio 5, it's me telling you what's just started on Radio 4. And what has just started on Radio 4 is the man telling you what's on Radio 5. Which is still me telling you what's on Radio 4. On Radio 3 now, there's a man telling you what's on Radio 4. Which is still the man telling you what's on Radio 5. Which is still me telling you that there's a man on Radio 3 telling you what's on Radio 4. Radio 1 now has joined Radio 2. For a cup of coffee. Radio 2 has on at the moment a rather lovely blue frock. If you like, you can join Radio 1 tomorrow when it goes to Bristol, providing you're reasonably young and have got parental consent. Later on this evening, Radio 4 goes to Edinburgh for the first of a series of naughty weekends, and Radio 3 is hoping to go to college in the autumn. This is Radio 5. The time is nearly better. Another few weeks, and the doctor says it'll be up and around.
We're 9 years old, and sweet as she can be. All dressed up like a downtown Christmas tree. Dancing and humming a rock roll melody. She's the daughter of a well-respected man. Who taught her how to judge and understand?
that, Nigel.
Was it Omar Sherry singing the Blue Danube?
No bad luck. Very close. I'm going to give you one mark. It was, in fact, Chuck Berry with Sweet Little Rock and Roll. So let's go over now to Joan Clark for the scores at the end of round one. Well, the scores at the end of round one are very close. The boys of St. Andrew's College have 53 points, and the girls of St. Margaret's Convent have gone home. Well, with that jolly exciting news, we move on to round two, and round two is my round. What'll it be, Nigel?
Gin and tonic, please.
Fine. Peter?
Large scotch, please.
Yes. Robin?
A question, please.
All right. Which very well-known Prime Minister said this? It was, in fact, a catch question, not a Prime Minister at all. It was Rye Cooder with Crow Black Chicken.
Oh, double vodka, then.
Now you do not even have to be able to read to enjoy the presence of the world's greatest books. Yes, illiterate publications bring you very big books at very small cost with very large pictures on the cover. Just get a friend to fill in your name and address, and we will send you complete one beautifully bound golden hand tool volume without any writing in it at all. Browse through it at your leisure. If not thoroughly satisfied within 10 days, we guarantee and promise that without any quibbling, we shall be amazed. Enjoy all the benefits of having a magnificent library full of books without all the bind of having to read them. Women will respect you. Your postman will look at you in a new light. Who knows, you may even get to meet Ludovic Kennedy or any one of 100 intellectuals being given away free when you write to BBC Booklets, London W1A, 1AA, W11, AA1, AAAA, WW, 111111, WWW1, AAA, W1, AWW1, 11111, AAA, W1, WW1A. I'll repeat that.
Cross it with sing this little song. My mother
of Shirley Ellis there, singing the clapping song by Mozart. Record number 5, Martin.
Record number 5, Little Plum, is reggae.
Does this have sentimental attachments?
Yes, yes it does.
What are they?
We will ask the questions! I'm sorry, Roy Sweedy, just play the disc.
Very well then. Record number 5, part of George Decker playing Time Hard.
I've been in touch with you about the life insurance. Mr. Goodenough.
Ah, yes, Mr. Goodenough, I remember. I believe we recommended our Die Now policy.
Yes, you did mention it.
Good, wise choice, certainly the most economical.
How does it work?
Well, basically, we can kill you now and you'll get $20,000 on the nail tomorrow, or you can pay £1 a week for 3 years, we'll kill you then and you'll collect $20,000, or you can pay us $20,000 and we'll give you £1 a week for 3 years and then kill you.
I see. What's all this about killing?
It's insurance jargon, sir.
This is life insurance.
Life insurance, yes, sir. You can have death insurance if you want.
How does that work?
Oh, well, basically we kill you, then after your death you pay us £1 a week for all the time that you remain dead. In the event of your coming to life again, we will guarantee you a lump sum.
I see. What's the advantage?
None at all, sir. I don't know why we sell it.
I think I prefer the life insurance.
Certainly, sir. Pistol, sword, gas, poison, pills, guillotine, garrotting, blunt objects about the head?
Gas, please.
Gas is extra. You have to pay for the gas. That's 5p a therm, be about £10 to kill you.
Kill me?
Just a phrase we use in insurance, sir.
You're not going to kill me.
Mahogany, teak, pine, oak, light or dark with brass handles?
Mahogany, please.
Wise choice. Cremation or popped in the box in a tasteful Hampstead cemetery?
Look, I think I'll think it over.
You won't live to regret it, sir?
No, I think I'll shop around first.
We've had no one come back and complain.
No, I think I'll definitely think it over.
All right, sir. He'd have been much safer with insurance.
That was the insurance sketch, brought to radio by Taxi. It was adapted for broadcasting by sawing off the end bits, cutting away the bulk of the surplus laminate, and then planing down until smooth. It's then hammered into place, and the excess follicles removed surgically. If you have any trouble adjusting the little strubbits, take your mugger and trundle away at the very edge of the grommets. You should find they'll wobble easily, but if they don't, then a Sydney nippler will soon strip the wombles off, revealing the fine pink infibulated rose putties. Arthur, impossible to quarrel with this. Flawless to my way of thinking, first-rate craftsmanship. It is, of course, an early specimen, but I think these are absolutely wonderful.
What is it?
It is, of course, a very early one of several Tiki Dopies by Sifu Bengo.
Give him the money, Barney.
What is it? Where? Over there, in the bush. Good Lord! What? Over there, in the bush. What is it? Where? Over there, in the bush. Good Lord!
That was Good Lord, What Is It, Where? Over there, in the bush. And you can hear the rest of that play later on this evening in the bathroom. You're listening to Radio 5. The time is nearly drunk. Another glass and I won't answer for its actions. Letter from America. I can never visit Philadelphia without being reminded of the story of the Canadian who was visiting Philadelphia and who was reminded of the story of the man visiting Philadelphia being reminded of the story of the Canadian visiting Philadelphia being reminded of the story of the man who was visiting Philadelphia being reminded of the story of the Canadian. The moral of the story seems to me quite clear. Another good story came to mind this week when I realized I didn't have enough material for this broadcast. I was visiting Philadelphia and was inexorably reminded of the story of the Canadian who was visiting Philadelphia when he was reminded of the story of the man who was visiting Philadelphia. Alistair Cook will be resumed as soon as possible. This next one's for everyone everywhere who's interested in music, except for Mrs. Betty Wirral of Jamaica View, New Kingston, Mrs. Victoria Lowndes of Bougainvillea Drive, New Zambia, and the Kabaka of Toot. For the rest of you, here's Walking One and Only by Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
Think it's cool to have
feels a bit. Just suits a perfect fit.
He knows him out.
Though he looks a lonesome. But wants him on the phone.
Shout.
They won't shout.
He's walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be living town till he can count the pain. They don't know what he takes, but it's the reason why. The girls are smiling at him as he goes walking by.
His market ain't too fast. He wants that thing to land. But wants him on the phone.
Knows what he's doing. Walking one and only. And you know that he's on fire. If he don't love you, then you're calling me a liar. You take your heroes and you put them up beside. It's no kind of disguise. One and only riding, riding,
feels a bit. His suit's a perfect fit.
He knows him now.
Though he looks lost.
Somebody.
But wants him on the phone.
Shout.
They won't shout.
He's walking one and only, and they're calling you by name. He won't be leaving town till he can count the pain. They don't know what he takes, but it's the reason why. The girl won't smile at him as he goes walking by.
He's walking in their bed. He wants their motherland.
Peter gave me a relative. I'd always wanted a mother-in-law, but after a few washings... Oh, she's all hard and scaly.
Have you tried senseless violence?
No.
Well, all you do is get hold of your mother-in-law and...
Fortunately, a friend put me onto senseless violence. Wash days in our house and no trouble now, thanks to senseless violence.
Yes, senseless violence, recommended by the AA. Available where you see this rude sign. If you'd like a free sample of senseless violence, or would like to order some for a relative, phone, write, or beat up the League of Senseless Violence, McWhirter Buildings, Newport, Mon, the home of the mole wrench. Good evening. Tonight, on Probe, we look at violence. Yes, violence. Is it on the increase? Is it on the television? Or is it on the small wardrobe at the top of the stairs? I have with me, in the studio, Brian Clough. But he's only here to keep me company. Gets pretty lonely up here, you know, talking away into a dead microphone with only your feet for company. They say it drove Jimmy Young mad. That's when I turned to Brian Clough. We first met on holiday in Mallorca. Idyllic settings. Brian was looking more relaxed than I'd seen him for a long time. Sitting in the Spanish sunshine, we drank mantequilla for hours until we realized it was butter. Brian suggested a game of football. I concurred. After the match, I spoke to him. Brian, were you happy with your performance?
Well, obviously, David, no one's ever going to be 100% happy with their performance, David.
Are you going to give yourself a talking to?
No, I think I've deserved a rest. It's a difficult life. I'm fairly optimistic. I think, under the circumstances, David, I'm very pleased with myself.
Brian, does it worry you being on spurious radio links like this?
Well, David, I think David Bowie said it all for me, David. You saw a little play of this. Looks very nice in shorts. When he sang, David, hang on, David, to yourself, David.
Hello. Here are the answers to last week's Any Questions. Number one, yes. Number two, only rarely. Number three, the plastic bucket under the table. Number four, if she cooperates, it is just possible. Number five, no, never, not even Sir Gerald. Number six, Ralph Whiteman and Jeremy Thorpe, with a small bucket, but only in front of an invited audience. Well, you can hear another edition of Any Answers immediately. Incidentally, if you do have any answers for any answers, or any questions for any questions, send them on a postcard, please, to David Jacobs, and don't forget to put your name and address on the bottom.
He said bottom on the radio.
This is Radio 5. The time now is feeling much better after a good rest. Time for Any Answers again.
Dear David Jacobs, Enfield, Leicester. As a mother of three, I object most strongly to my letter being read out by a man. Yours sincerely, etc., Mrs. Charlotte Robinson, etc.
Dear David Jacobs, Bristol, Cheshire, I am just one person who is sick to death of everything. As a mother of 12, I would like to protest most strongly. Surely it's time that the majority of decent people stopped being pushed around by these so-called other people. Yours sincerely, Pam Buxton, Mrs. P.S. Sorry this letter's a bit vague, but I missed last week's programme.
Dear Question Master, Dorking, Yorkshire. I am just another person who is sick to death and fed up with being pushed around from pillar to post by irresponsible and in many cases long-haired who haven't even got the decency, let alone I fought in the last war, otherwise demonstrate through the ballot box. Yours disgustedly, Ivor Cudlip. P.S. Sorry this letter is a little vague, but Thursday is a rather difficult day for me to listen to the radio, and in any case I don't have a radio. When I think we quite happily fought the First World War without a radio, I'm appalled at the amount of senseless broadcasting that goes on today.
Dear QM, Hampstead, Norway, I object most strongly to not being able to listen to your programme. I am one of the many people in this country who are dead. But do we hear about their plight when it comes round to an election? Oh, no. Yours moulderingly, Mrs. Betty Cox.
Dear David Jacobs, Isha Kent, how sickened I am by the namby-pamby, woolly excuses of your so-called listeners, who can't even tune into your programme. I am a housewife, one of the rather noisy, silent majority, and I listen to your programme twice a week. I polish it three times a week, and I scrub it out thoroughly every day. It maddens me when I think of anything. I gave a husband during the last war. I would have given two, but one got away. And it sickens me whenever I swallow a glass of salt water. Smug, self-satisfied, unpleasant, bloodthirsty, long live any answers. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Rita Bringback Hanging, Very Clean House, Gloucestershire.
Dear David Jacobs, Paris Abroad, I would like to hear Locomotion sung by Little Eva. Yours sincerely, Big Eva, brackets, no relation.
Sensational, revolutionary, unbelievable. These are just three of the words in the Pocket Oxford Dictionary. Outspoken, yes. Accurate, by all means. Drink, no thank you. Controversial, exciting, obscene. You'll find it all in the pages of the Pocket Oxford Dictionary. Along with long words, quite rude words, and some very naughty words indeed.
Wow, Jane, you really told him where to get off.
Yes, thanks to all those lovely words in the Pocket Oxford Dictionary.
Trees everywhere blossom in their hair, and Mother Nature wears her newest gown. What I'd give once more to live right out of town.
Part of Max Bygraves there singing Out of Town. If you had to choose only one of your gramophone records, Martin, which one would it be?
I think it would be the Max Bygraves hard face. It is so much better than stinky old Beethoven.
And you're allowed one book, apart from the Bible and Shakespeare, but you're already on the island.
I'd like to take W.H. Auden.
Any particular book?
No, I just want to take W.H. Auden. He can write some books when he's there.
W.H. Auden, it shall be. Martin Bormann, thank you very much for coming along and being the guest on our desert island.
My pleasure, Roy, baby. Let's hope they don't find it, huh?
Next week, The Castaway will be California Man by The Move. The price of knees is to go up sharply next weekend. This will bring knees abreast of armpits and only just below elbows. This could well affect the price of ears, and thighs may be in short supply, although there is no shortage of feet. The government are not expected to step in. A man was charged with possessing an offensive elbow today at Luton Magistrates Court. He was remanded in buttocks until Tuesday. In the six-round cup replay, Arsenal went through to the semi-final when they beat inside leg measurements 2-0 at Highbury. More news in about a year. This is Radio 5. The time is late. If it's much later, it'll have to stay in for a week. And now, seen and heard.
well tonight. In the studio, we have a man with a very odd hairstyle.
Good evening.
Someone who smells.
Good evening.
And a man with a rare foot disease.
Good evening.
Could we get them out, please? That's better. Well, tonight on Seen and Heard, we'll have a preview of the new Russell Harty LP. Russell sings the London Weekly Advertiser. We'll have an interview with the new group Lobotomy, who have been very excitingly destroying their road managers on stage during their act, and we'll be asking them who they've been to bed with recently. And we'll be talking to the 11-year-old girls who burned down a convent in Bristol because they thought David Cassidy was inside.
Didn't we have ourselves some kind of a summer?
Unfortunately, he wasn't. But first, a Seen and Heard scoop. Tonight, we have an interview with the newest and youngest member of the Fabulous Osmonds. For the first time on radio, we proudly present an interview with little Marvin Osmond. Marvin, good evening and welcome to Seen and Heard. Marvin, how long have you been singing with the group? 3 weeks. Jolly good. And what's your favourite colour, Marvin? Well, that's interesting. Have you got any particular message you'd like to give to all your many fans in Britain? Great. Thank you, Marvin. Little Marvin Osmond there, aged 3 weeks. And now, here to sing his latest biggie is little Marvin himself. Wet Nappy Blues from little Marvin Osmond on the Baby Bopper label. But right now it's time for a drink. Sorry, it's time for The Who.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. You know, nowadays, it's the old man, he's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world. Thank you.
you've been Educating Archie with Eric Idle and Lynn Ashley. Script by Eric Idle and the London Model Centre. The programme was edited by Mike Robinson and produced in our underground studios by Clive Burrows. Join us next week for another spot of homely fun presenting people to the people. Till then...
Wakey wake!
Hey! That's it then. Where's me at? Another show on the road. I'll put Breezy back in the box. Come on now, you lot, push off out of it. I ask you, what a way to earn a living. Be seeing you. You're listening to Radio 5. The time now is in bed. Before the next program, there'll be a short pause. That short pause, specially written for radio by Alan Ladd, was first heard in the Light program in 1948. And you can hear it again now.